You're listening to a Strange Assembly review. You can subscribe to the full Strange Assembly podcast on iTunes or by visiting our website at www.strangeassembly.com. Enjoy. I'm Chris Stevenson, and here with me today are Jay Earl.
Hello.
Justin Purdy.
Hi.
And Mike Cook.
Hey.
And we are going to be talking about Eminent Domain and Core Worlds, including whether or not it's fair to really lump Eminent Domain and Core Worlds together. But they...
Spoiler alert, no.
But they do get lumped together because they're both card games. Each of them uses the deck building mechanic in addition to other things. And each of them has a space theme, and each of them gives you the option to take over worlds. But there's a good number of differences from there. So let's start with Eminent Domain. Why don't you briefly say what that is, Mike?
Eminent Domain is a deck-building game. It is a point-scoring game. Oh, well, they're both point-scoring games.
You just failed right there.
What?
Because you called it a deck-building game, and it's a role-selection game.
That it is still deck-building
as a mechanic.
It says deck-building on
it's
the box.
It's a deck-building game.
Well, that's because... That's the hot buzzword to advertise.
Well, but it is a deck building game. It is one of the most deck building games I've ever played. If that makes any sense, it's very much there's to me a lot of the game mechanics I expect out of a deck builder. Things are not always super intuitive, but you get like stripping cards out of your deck, making sure your deck is small, so you get the things you want to see over and over. Those are in Eminent Domain, but where they're worked into other mechanics a lot of times, like with Nightfall, the cards just get removed from your starter deck. That's basically all there is in Eminent Domain. Like, there's no... Like, with Core Worlds, you're getting other resources. With this, you kind of get other resources, but to me, it just feels way more...
Okay, so let's back Eminent Domain out, like, a little bit more basic. There are five different ways to go on each turn, and... On your turn, you play a card out of your hand, and you select a role. And like most role selection games, you get to do whatever that role is better. Everybody else can either follow and get a lesser version of that role, or they can dissent, and they get to draw a card. You can colonize, military, survey, which puts more planets into play, which you can then later colonize or military. You can produce / trade, which once you have planets out, you can produce to put resources on them and then trade to turn those resources in for victory points, or you can research, and research gets you better cards out of a specific deck depending on what planets you have in play and how much research you have. You can get better cards. To me, the role selection aspect is much more important because in a lot of deck building games, it's a very central part of that game is about ramping up your deck in a particular way. You start with these lousy cards, and then you buy better cards, and then you buy better cards. And Eminent Domain, unless you research, you never have anything other than those five basic cards in your deck. And it's such a huge part of the game to role select and whether or not you can play off of other people's roles that, to me, that even though it has some deck-building elements, it's much more comparable to like Race for the Galaxy than it is to any other deck-building game, I think.
I would say part of its strength is that it is fairly unique in both aspects. A lot of times in role selection games, one of the key things is if I get this, I either get like a really super good bonus. Well, it's usually that nobody else can pick the role I picked. Or, you know, they're usually fairly unique. Everybody could pick the same role in a round of turns. And everybody can follow. Part of the deck building is also important because if I know other people are colonizing and I just want to go colonize to be able to colonize a planet, so I'm going to go survey so I can get new planets to colonize, it's important for me to have the right balance so I can do that on other people's turns so I can follow effectively and so I can use the action to get the new planets. So you have to use things like research whose action is to strip out cards. The balance of cards in your deck is very important, and that's very much a deck building.
Yeah, well, and I think another significant thing we haven't mentioned is that the way, other than buying stuff with research, the primary way your deck changes, in addition to stripping things out with research, is that every time you select a role, you get another one of those basic cards into your deck, and then eventually the game ends when two of the five basic actions are out.
Or the supply of influence runs out.
Or the supply of... we have yet to have that come close to happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we'll talk about when we do overall. JR, Justin, did you have anything else to add on the general feel of Eminent Domain?
I mean, I really, really like Eminent Domain. If it supported a fifth player, which is what my usual playgroup is, I would totally bring it every week. But with four, I'll play it with you guys.
Okay, Justin?
I also really enjoyed the feel of the game. This is absolutely the first role selection game I've ever played, so the format's very new to me, but I do like the balance and the way it works out, where there's some advantages to piggybacking off someone else's role, because then you can, you know, you can play your stuff when they do, you can follow them, but there's also, if you decide to go your own way, then you're not letting anyone play along after you quite as well.
Right. Also, you're not, with the dissension card draw, you're not horribly penalized for being unable to follow the other
person. Yeah, if you're in your own little world playing something no one else is, you just or even get a bunch of card.
Or even just your hand is not conducive.
Yeah, or if your
hand is not good. Okay, now the other game we're talking about today is Core Worlds, and we'll just let you do it again, Mike.
Okay. So Core Worlds is also a deck-building game. It's probably more of a deck-building game than Eminent Domain, but basically, the idea is that you are one of these races from the outside of, on the outside of the galaxy, and they're conquering all the way back into the Core Worlds, which is the center of the galaxy.
Very much, I think, a Foundation sort of feel, if you've read Asimov.
Right, and also kind of Robotech, because the same type of thing happens there. Or not Robotech, what am I thinking? A Mech Warrior. Hmm. The same thing kind of happens in Mech Warrior. So, to symbolize this, you have 8 turns, or I guess it's 16 turns, right? Because it's 8 stacks of cards, and you have 2 turns for each stack. Is that right? Or is it 6 turns?
I thought already it was less. It's more than 6 and less than 18.
It's 10. Oh, sorry, there's 5 different zones, 2 turns for each zone.
Yeah, and each zone represents you going closer and closer to the core worlds of the galaxy.
Right, so there's essentially 5 stacks of cards, and for 2 turns, you're pulling out of the same stack of cards, and you're typically not going to see all of those cards, and you get choices as to which ones you want.
And when you say 5 stacks of cards, the stacks of cards that are associated with each sector get placed out onto the table in something that's more of a traditional deck building scenario where you then get the option to buy from each of those.
It's a big stack of mixed up cards, and then it flips up a certain number depending on how many players you have. So, for example, it's if there's 2 players, you get 6 cards out in the center. And then the next turn, you'll get another 6. So it's kind of more Ascension, where it's not stack of cards where you get it like in a lot of deck building games. It's more random as to what is actually out and available. And essentially what you want to do is you've got Ground Force and you've got Air Force, and you want to typically focus on either kind of doing those balanced or kind of going one or the other. And you just conquer things as you go in, as you go towards the end of the game, which is to the end, where you get the big core worlds, which, you know, of course, are very well defended, and you have to spend a lot of stuff to actually get the core worlds, which end up being worth the most points.
You have to have military ground strength and fleet strength to take planets, and each of the sets of cards that shows up in each sector is a combination of planets you can take over, and cards you can add to your deck to make it easier to take over planets. But while Eminent Domain combines deck building with a role selection mechanic, Core Worlds, while it has a thematically it's a combat game, it's really mechanically more a Euro game, because underneath this, you then each turn you have a certain amount of actions you can spend and a certain amount of energy you can spend, and those go up somewhat as the game goes on. You get a little bit more on each turn. So you have a certain number of actions, a certain amount of energy, and a certain number of cards.
Well, as you conquer planets are what give you more energy.
Yeah.
And more influence.
Also, when you go deeper into sectors, you get more cards in hand and more actions.
Right.
And so you have to balance how much, if you've got lots of little ships, it takes more actions to get them out, but may take more energy to get out bigger units. And then you do have to build this tableau. In Eminent Domain and in Core Worlds, both of those, the planets that you conquer then can contribute additional benefits, but Core World seemed to involve a lot of
resource management.
Resource management and strategic planning about how exactly you were going to do what. It gives a little bit more possibility for competitive interaction in that you can actively cut other players off from what they get, especially when you get to the end of the game and those core worlds in the last sector are these massive point things, and you can sort of look at the players to your left and like, oh, okay, this one requires a lot of fleet and this one is more split, and I am pretty sure the guy to my left does not have a lot of fleet, so I'm going to take the one that he actually can take.
In fact, they're so important, they're listed right on your sheet that lists your action and energy. They're right there at the top, so you know like what you're planning for.
Yeah, depending on how many players you have, I think you may or may not have the option to pursue this all that much, but you sometimes will have the ability to push your deck for certain kinds of units, and then the different core worlds reward you more for having different kinds of cards in your deck.
I think it's also kind of important to note that this game plays a little bit differently, that a lot of deck builders are, you play whatever you have in your hand, you know, you dump them into your discard and play whatever. This game, you actually have to spend actions to put things into play that you then spend another action and energy to invade whatever planet you may have.
Yeah, and you spend actions and energy to put them into play in the first place.
Which is nice because it lets you build up a little bit. If your turn isn't strong enough to actually do something, you can save those cards, resources for later.
Yeah, and it also has a little bit of a limited strip lousy base cards out of your deck, because whenever you take over a planet, you can garrison, which is basically just stripping out one of the lousy ground or fighter
cards that you start with.
Cards that you started with. So, do you have any other overall thoughts, Justin, on... I'm sorry, Jay, because Justin hasn't played Core Worlds.
Correct.
It's a very different game from Eminent Domain. I like it quite a bit, though. Yeah, I mean, I think we covered the generic fairly well.
Yeah. So, how fair do you guys think it is to really lump these two games together like we're doing here?
I mean, I think it's fair in that typically people like a theme as much as they like a type of game. So, comparing them just because they have the same theme, I think, is somewhat fair. It just as long as you say, okay, well, this is more this and this is more this. Like, you're right, the Core Worlds does feel very much Euro because you've got 10 turns, whereas Eminent Domain feels more like a deck builder because it runs out when something runs out, which it tends to be more what you see in deck building games.
I actually think that Eminent Domain feels, which may not surprise you based on what I said earlier, I think Eminent Domain feels like less of a deck builder because your deck does not improve
get different ones
in the same way that it does that you're used to getting in a deck builder and like you get in Core World. My gut instinct after playing the both of them is that they're really not that comparable when you play them. And then I go to talk about it and say, oh, it's not really fair to compare them because the only commonalities are this, that, the other. And it's like, wow, that's a lot of things. And yet there's, to me at least, despite these similarities in theme and there's somewhat similar. I know both people have called them a 4X. Like, Core Worlds does not feel at all like a 4X game to me because it's just all about taking over planets.
But Eminent Domain doesn't feel like a 4X to me, honestly.
Well, Eminent Domain actually has all the elements of a 4X. You're surveying and finding new worlds. You're either conquering them or settling them. You're researching new technologies. You can produce an economic engine.
Right.
That's everything that a 4X is. As a theme, that hits all of those. Ultimately, which one do you like better, Jay?
I suppose Eminent Domain, personally. Not that I dislike Core Worlds, but I like the... I feel more rushed with Core Worlds because it is the Euro game clock, fixed clock, whereas Eminent Domain has the more natural clock.
There's totally a clock in Core Worlds. You
every turn you feel like you're
just a little bit of short of being able to do whatever that awesome thing is.
And not only
there's a lot of pressure in it.
It's also that total Euro style of whatever cards are left out from last round get a bonus if you pick them, but then the start of the turn afterwards, they completely disappear. So you're even on a timer for when you can acquire cards. They don't even just sit out the whole game.
Yeah. It's always, every time in Core Worlds, whoever you want to go first on each given turn, you actually get, for certain number of players, some of the players get little bonuses because they're not going to go as first in as many turns during that game as other players are, because you really want to go first and sit down with that, what is the best target and it just came out, and so I can get it right now and stop some other guy from being able to get it.
Oh, and another distinctive feature of Core Worlds is it does have somewhat different starter decks, whereas like most games like Eminent Domain have the exact same starter deck for everybody. Core Worlds has one card that differ, and it has a pre-game draft, so you can make your deck even more different.
Yeah, that's an optional rule, but I think is one that you basically, after you played the first time, you would want to automatically include that. Yeah. I think we're seeing that more now with, as there, people are trying to expand and explore the deck building spaces to see either partially or wholly customized, well, usually partially customized decks compared to what the theme is. What Penny Arcade did that, although they're, that and the bosses was the main original thing about that game.
Yep.
But, so, Justin, you've only played one of these games.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is a better game?
Well, I think it's the game I played, Chris.
All right. Mike?
I really like both of them. It's not something where I'd even put a favorite because they are different enough.
No, you have to pick one.
Okay, I have to pick one?
That's how it works. The spot, you are on. Hey, if Tom Vassell can make the guys who designed Core Worlds and Eminent Domain have to announce why, which one is better.
Yeah, for the time being, I would say Eminent Domain. Although, with the big caveat, it really depends on what type of game you want. Because Eminent Domain, as it is a whole product. Like, I could see where you could expand on it, but right now, the only thing that ever came out was Eminent Domain, it is whole. Core Worlds has a lot of functionality. There's even, I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's icons on the cards that it specifically says there will be something that happens in future expansions with these icons, but literally do nothing right now.
Well, if there are future expansions, I mean, to the best of my knowledge, neither of these has an announced expansion.
Not that I'm aware of, but I know this is like, I guess they both got published, but I want to say, I thought Core Worlds was a Kickstarter.
I can't remember anymore.
Yeah, like I know it got picked up by TMG, so that's how it got published. I haven't heard of expansion for either.
Core Worlds was, I think, right before they finished up with the Core Worlds base set. The designer called the company, basically emailed the company and said, "I think we should put these icons on because if we get to do an expansion, I'd like to do this." So,
or you put it in there knowing that, you know what, if they don't ever come into play, then you're not really losing anything. I will say just one other note is that the art for Core Worlds is fantastic. Eminent Domain, it's good. It's good design, but it's not super visually interesting. It's pretty
because
it's
very basic.
Most of your
deck is the same five cards.
Right. Which is iconography rather than actual images.
But the Core World stuff, it's totally got that homeworld vibe just right from the beginning of the box. I mean, it's great, super warfare, whereas Eminent Domain, I mean, it's probably going to be a lot harder to be interesting, but Core World is all conflict.
I'm not impressed by either of the box interiors in that both games require you to just take the pile of cards that all need to be sorted out and just throw them in the box where they flip around and have to be resorted before you play them again.
Yeah, although, once again, the warfare ships for Eminent Domain are ridiculously well made. They do not need to be that good.
No.
I think that the company may have had those molds from something else.
I think they used them later. They used it for something else.
Yeah, there are three different size ships, which I think, again, if that gets an expansion, it may actually start mattering what the different ships are. Well, since everybody else had to, I'll give mine as well. I like Core Worlds better. To some extent, it's just because I prefer this one style better than that one style. Eminent Domain felt... I was going to say, Eminent Domain felt more random and less in control, although I think I've won a decent number of the games that we played. So it's not like I'm just getting hosed on that. I'm not sure if how balanced the different routes are. Like, one of the five things you can do is the trade produce, and it seems relatively weak because you have to get everything set up before you can get to trade produce.
Yeah.
And by the time that happens, then a second one of the deck runs out, and, right, and you're done.
For example, we all got to just about four planets when it ran out, and I had like two, because I tried to do trade produce, but you need like two or three planets for it to be effective, and I had just gotten to three planets that could produce, and I got to trade produce like maybe two turns before the game was over. And that was because you extended it for a turn.
And I ended up with a bunch of resources sitting there I couldn't cash in quite in time.
It's hard to effectively produce and then cash in, because with the way the rolls work, you have to start doing it before you really start picking
those up.
Reaping
the benefits from it.
And then, I mean, the little times when I've had trade and produce contribute, it's part of what you were doing, right? Because you get the improved card, the research card that's just improved trade, where you just play it to get an influence. You're not really trading. Or if you have a planet, some of the planets enhance your ability to do the different rolls. So if you get a planet that has a produce on it, then when other people start producing, you can just follow and get free resources and that trade them in a little bit without having to put the same kind of development into it. Even with that, I don't know that how much that really has anything to do with me preferring Core World versus Eminent Domain. I think it's just more about the style of the game.
I will say, I mean, if people are looking at both of these and you're trying to figure out which one you want to do for your game group, I think Eminent Domain's actually a little bit harder to understand, whereas Core Worlds, it's got a little bit of a curve, but once you get there, you can improve your game, but it's much easier to understand, like, much more quickly.
Yeah, in the game of Eminent Domain I played, I kept messing up actions and roles and what I should do, and got corrected many, many times.
Because it's easy to understand
once
you get it.
I think I'm fine, you know, now that one game is over, I think I generally get it.
It may be easier to get Core Worlds, but then I think once you get into it, you have you have a lot more decision making in every turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eminent Domain has the deck building of everything is always available, or kind of more like a Dominion. You know, whatever's out is available to everybody. Everybody can pick it. In fact, you have to because of the rolls. Whereas Core Worlds, it's more of the ascension of part of it is kind of luck and what is actually out and available, and also there is a kind of hate drafting type thing. If I really don't want you to have that, I might go ahead and grab it just because there's nothing else that's better.
Okay. That was Eminent Domain from GMT Games, right?
Yes. TMG. TMG.
TMG Games and Core Worlds, which is from Stronghold Games. And I think we've probably bashed up and down the merits of the two versus each other enough.
Yes.
So, for Jay Earl, Justin Purdy, and Mike Cook, this is Chris Stevenson, and we'll see you next time. You've been listening to Strange Assembly. You can download more episodes of Strange Assembly on iTunes or from our website at www.strangeassembly.com. While you're at our website, you can check out the frequently updated main page or talk with us on the forums. You can also email me directly at chris@strangeassembly.com, or you can follow Strange Assembly on Facebook or Twitter. Strange Assembly, either place. Thanks for listening.